Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now. It's time to grow with the SEO queen. Get visibility like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow with the SEO queen. Receive the perfect leads like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow.
Welcome to the SEO Queen Tech Show, a podcast to help you get more credibility, visibility, and profitability through inspiration, technology, and marketing insight. This podcast is for professionals and entrepreneurs who are looking to get more customers, clients, and patients. We are broadcast worldwide on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the SEO Queen Tech Show on any mobile phone or tablet device. Also, as a thank you gift for listening to the SEO Queen Tech Show, you can go to SEOQueen.com and book a complimentary strategy session. Just go to SEOQueen.com and book a Reach More Clients Power session. So, today's guest is a holistic practitioner. He was born and raised in Los Angeles, and he has been in the community as a businessman and advocate for a long time. I know him from being involved in the community, specifically in Leimert Park and Los Angeles as a whole. He is a fifth generation herbalist, falling in line with his great uncle, Dr. Alonzo Kennebrew, physician and herbalist to none other than Dr. Booker T. Washington of Tuskegee University. So Askia's clients range from those in grassroots community to the entertainment world. He has lectured on health and wellness for companies such as Xerox, U.S. Job Corp, the L.A. Unified School District, the University of Southern California, the City of Inglewood, the Center of Lupus Care, and more. So I want to also share that he's been a featured guest on several television and radio programs, both locally and nationally. So, without further ado, I want to introduce holistic practitioner, businessman, and counselor, none other than Askia Muakil. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for inviting me.
Great. I'm so glad to have you on the show. So, wow, what a legacy to descend from the personal herbalist and physician of Dr. Booker T. Washington. That's amazing. So, besides just your family legacy, what drew you to holistic living and becoming an herbalist?
Well, I think just basically, you know, with the family being, it's been the family for so many years, and then very concerned about people, because I teach African history too. And it's been a very concern about the conditions of our people. So, you know, growing up with the background and holistic medicine always being around me, and just the concern from a Black man about our people and the condition of health. I always say 150 years ago, our people were the most physically fit people on the planet. 150 years later, we're the sickest people on the planet. What happened? So it draws me from both areas of looking at us and trying to assist as much as I can and whatever capacity I can.
Okay. So that's awesome. So what do you think are the reasons why health and wellness is such a challenge for the Black community?
Because, you know, historically of how we looked at health, like for instance, if I go down south, I could have a pocket full of money and I could be very thin. And somebody will walk up to me, and an old auntie will walk up to me and say, "Boy, you got a pocket full of money, but you're thin. Why are you so poor?" Poverty was a sign. Being small or being thin in weight was a sign of poverty down south. Being overweight was a sign of health. You see, because you want to be big to be able to pick cotton and pick whatever product they had you pick. So a sign of wealth was being overweight, and we still hold on to that tradition even to the day.
Oh, wow. So let me make sure I'm understanding you right. So it used to be like a status symbol to be overweight?
Yes.
In our community?
Yes, it was.
Oh, but wow.
Like I just mentioned, you go down south, see an old auntie, they say, why are you so poor? Why was being thin considered poverty back then? Because if you was overweight down south, you were, it means that you could eat. When you had people that were thin, they were poor. So being overweight was just a traditional thing of being prosperous. Mm-hmm. Like a man rub his stomach and say, look, this is a girl's playground. This is your playground. All this kind of stuff. Being overweight meant that for a woman to get a man that was overweight means that he could take care of. So we bring all these subconscious things that were brought up in the beginning of looking at how we eat. We don't eat to get nutrition. We eat to get full. You know, we were all taught, eat everything on your plate. Maybe I was full 15, 20 minutes ago. No, eat all your food on your plate. So we eat food with no nutrition, and that's why we pick up weight. The food that we eat don't have no nutrition. It's food. They should have a law that McDonald's, Jack in the Box, or fast food cannot call itself food. It's stuff. It's fast stuff. Because if it was food, it would nourish you. You wouldn't be hungry every 2 hours. So the whole thing about eating, we have to eat to get nutrition, not get full.
So when you say eat to get nutrition, what does that look like?
Well, the body craves for certain type of nutrition. Zinc, potassium, B1, B12, amino acids. Body don't crave for grits, Kentucky Fried Chicken, burritos, tacos. So the foods that we eat have not enough nutrition to sustain the body. When I see somebody's 300 pounds overweight, I say, oh, you're starving. They say, how am I starving? I'm 300 pounds overweight. Because you're eating the wrong thing. If you were eating right, you wouldn't be 300 pounds. You see?
Wow.
So the body wants minerals. The body don't want stuff. We just put a whole lot of stuff in our body.
You know, so
if you ate junk food, you ate fast food for a month, three times a day, you would be dead at the end of the month. Because it didn't give you the nutrition that you needed.
Wow. That's powerful. So besides just like eating your greens, your vegetables, and your fruit, I mean, is a plant-based diet the best way to go?
Best way to go.
And
you
so...
Plant-based diet is very good for, you know, for your nutrition. But when you talk about, now we're talking about nutrition that feeds the body. One thing that we have to work on too, along on eating right for optimum health, is not just eating, but learning how to think right. We think wrong. What I mean by that, some people still mad at their brother and sister because they took a cookie when they were six and they 66 and still mad. How in the hell can you hold on to pain that long? We hold on to pain. We just mad about everything. Correct everybody else. You know, a lot of times our ego gets in the way. Ego is like living in a house with no mirrors. You see everything but yourself. You don't never want to look at you as might be part of the problem, that you got to change anything. So besides eating healthy, we have to learn how to think healthy. We think the wrong way. And a lot of times weight gain only means that you're preoccupied with everything but yourself. If you were paying attention to yourself, then you wouldn't be overweight.
Wow, that's powerful. So when you say people are paying attention to everything but themselves, what does that look like?
It means that everything becomes before themselves. Everybody is wrong and they're right. It's like we don't even have enough patience with each other to say that your perception of reality is yours. Mine is mine. But we want people to think just like us. I'm going to tell you something a 92-year-old man told me. He told me one time there was a turtle and a fish, and the turtle went back into the water, and the fish said, "Mr. Turtle, where you been?" He said, "I've been on land." The fish said, "You lying. What the hell is land?" The turtle said, "Well, on land you have insects, you have people, you have mountains, you have trees, and you have desert on land." And the turtle said, "You lying." And then the fish said, "You lying." And the turtle said, "And it's dry too." The fish said, "I know you lying. What the hell is dry?" The turtle said, "Let's talk about something else. You can't talk to a fish about something dry."
Yeah, a fish has no concept of dry. And if they did know what dry was, they couldn't live to tell the story about it.
Yeah. So we have to learn that, you know, whatever makes you happy. Mm-hmm. Whatever makes you happy, that's the best thing for you.
So you telling me that we as people were walking around with a lot of fish, turtles, and birds? Well,
no, because everybody got to believe the way we believe. Right. I tell people like this, especially when it comes to religion. Mm-hmm. I say, "Praise the Lord, thank you, Jesus, stop you from breaking in my house. Praise the Lord, thank you, Jesus. If Hamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, stop you from robbing me, Allahu Akbar. Abani Ghani, Shalom. Whatever medication you need to keep you sane, take your medication. But when you try to give me your medication, you a dope dealer. Stop being a dope dealer to people. It works for you. It don't work for me." Okay.
So getting back to just, you know, herbs and eating for nutrition, like, what are some strategies that busy entrepreneurs can use to, you know, eat better and get the proper nutrition?
Well, let's say start off your morning. I always remember the word breakfast means break fast. You don't eat to break a fast, you don't have a lot of food. Lunchtime should be your biggest day, and nighttime should be a smaller meal. You see, so like I said, the body wants basically minerals. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Wants minerals in the body. And a lot of simple things that we have got away from. We do a lot of things that are unnatural. For instance, see, before, people used to wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning, mm-hmm. and the flowers open up their petals, and then the petals close at 6 o'clock that evening. So mm-hmm. flowers close their petals. Because of the invention of electricity, we stay up to 12, 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, and our bodies don't get enough sleep. We don't get enough rest. So what we do, and we watch Star Trek at 12, 1 o'clock in the morning, maybe watch enough, and go to bed for 4 or 5 hours. Your body didn't have time to regenerate itself. Other simple things that you can help with your health. Sometimes just learn to go places like parks. Go have lunch in a park. Find one with a lake in it. Have a good time. Just learn to just be happy. Mm-hmm. You know, we wake up. I always remember this. 6 billion sperms headed for one egg, and we the only one made it. 100 billion planets in the Milky Way galaxy, and 2 trillion galaxies in the universe, and we're here. So the goal in life is trying to find yourself. And when you find yourself, you're born again. That's how you're born again. You find what you're here for. Work on you.
Right. Yeah. It's very important.
Yeah, we work on... See, we're always trying to improve other people, but you're all disastrous. Hmm. You see? I was talking about... brother was telling me about me, some things I need to work on. Okay, I can accept it, but then they want to keep on telling me when I already said I accept it. That's fine. So I had to reintroduce to them, "You curse too much." And they had the justification why they curse. See, I mean, people have reasons. They don't never want to look at themselves that they can make changes inside themselves.
Right.
And that allows you never to grow. Mm-hmm. You see, you have to be able to accept, Sometimes I call some of my closest friends and say, what is it that you think I could change and make me a better person? Mm. I really want to hear, because I know the people are going to tell me the truth, because they're my real friends. Right. See, a lot of times we don't know the difference between friendly and friendship. Friendship and friendly are two different things. And a friend be able to tell you the truth no matter what, if it hurts you or not. You know, you just want to know the truth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When you're looking at somebody that's friendly, you know, it's like you meet somebody that get brand new friends every 2 years. You better watch out for that person, because you can't hold on to people for 2 or 3 years. What happened to Jack? Oh man, that Jack, he just no good. And then what happened to Susan? Oh, she ain't about nothing. Every 2 years, you got a new set of friends. What's wrong with you? But it ain't never you, huh? It's unbelievable.
Yeah, that is unbelievable. I mean, I can honestly say I have friends from all the way from elementary school, so still to this day.
Oh yeah, see, that's a blessing. But see, what's that saying? Something about your character, who you are.
Right.
Because changes have happened in your life and their life, but whatever, the core of the person is still there. That's just a great quality to have. But when somebody got brand new friends, you know, every 2 years, like people in a relationship, they can't be in a relationship for 2 years. Everything, a new brand new. What happened? Oh, always man.
A brand new boyfriend or girlfriend.
You always got somebody. Something is wrong. You act like it's a car or something. Every 2 years.
Right. It's like you traded in for a different model.
Yeah, it was never you, though. It was me. I was perfect. I was the best person. And that's if they were just like me, everything would be okay.
You see? So, I know you're an herbalist and I know you're a businessman, but you said something that I wanted to ask you again about is forgiveness. I've interviewed people about the concept of forgiveness. Can you break that down from an epigenetic standpoint?
You know, it's going back to the turtle and the fish. You know, it's just that, you know, I've been in, we are very this ego thing, and it's very new to human beings. We always think that we're right. Can you just admit that you could be wrong? Maybe it's off balance. Maybe I just have a different perception of reality. It don't mean that your perception of reality is wrong or right. It means it's different than mine. Can we ever go for medium ground? But we always want, our ego tells us that we're right all the time. I told you, the ego is like living in a house with no mirrors. You see everything but yourself. Right. You don't want to look at yourself, because it doesn't scare you to make a change in your own life. Forgiveness is like, it happened. It's done. Why are you living in the past? Like I say, some people mad 40 years later on something that happened when 5 years old. Remember when I was in school? Remember when I was in the second grade and you threw that rock at me? You know, when I was in second grade and you drunk my milk, oh, I can't stand you. I mean, one time I had to catch myself. I went to school, and there was a girl that was in school that I didn't like in elementary school, really didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Her name is Yolanda. I'll tell you her name. I ain't going to tell you her last name. But she, and I saw her walking through the mall one day.
Mm-hmm.
And this, I'm in my 40s, and I haven't seen her in years, but I ain't gonna go speak to her because I didn't like her in elementary school. Then I had to come home one day and think about it. How stupid can I be? This is second and third grade. I'm 40 years old, and I'm gonna judge her personality based on what happened when we were 2 years old, 3 years old. We didn't even have a driver's license. We didn't even have a car. We didn't have nothing. But I'm upset.
So your brain wasn't fully mature either.
Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah, and I had to catch myself. Mm-hmm. It's like people in relationships. They blame the other person for all happening in the relationship. They've been together 15, 20 years, and they say, the other person ain't, you know, that no good person. But you forget one thing. You was there. What was wrong with you that you stayed for 20 years talking about somebody else? But you was there.
Right.
But so you're going to blame them. Oh, I'm unhappy because of the fact that you weren't willing to leave and become happy. So you suffered yourself What kind of sacrilegious person are you that you has put yourself in that situation for that long bit of time? So a lot of times we know in a very short time the relationship ain't working because you ain't going to change nobody. That's who they are. You know, you are who you are.
Right.
And think that you have the power to change it. See, we get this God concept that all of a sudden I get enough intelligence and enough knowledge that I could change them to what I want them to be. You are crazy as hell.
Right. Yeah.
These are the problems that we have. That's why I say, but see, all these things lead to the other part of the body. Health problems.
Right.
High blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes. Yeah, all these kind of things lead to the health problem because disease only means dis-ease. I'm dis-eased. I'm not happy. So then all of a sudden the body takes that dis-ease and become disease. We just have to learn to work on us. Like I say, 6 billion sperm to it for one egg and you the only one made. You the only one here.
That's the perfect way to break it down that way. Absolutely.
Yeah, we're here for a reason. Find your purpose. Some people, and it can be just as easy as saying hello, good morning, being nice to everybody, being nice to the cats and the dogs in your neighborhood. My girl, she goes to the store and buy cat food for stray cats in the backyard. You know? Oh. She got bird food, you know? And I said, it's a whole different world. I've been living in the house for 35 years, and I never noticed that it was so much life in my backyard.
Oh, wow.
But so much life. We just have to learn to
see it, look for it, expect
look for it, and just accept it for what it is. You know, See, this is what it's like us having children. We always think that we're going to bring intelligence to the children or, you know, the children, but children are your teachers too.
Right. It's true.
They bring you uncompassionate love, unconditional love.
Yeah.
So learn from your teacher. A lot of times people get old because they forget about being young. Just learn that youth was bringing you certain. You could get a child just come from the spiritual realm into this world. That's why children that are raised with their grandparents have a little bit exception to them because they learned the grandparent ready to go back. You just came.
Right, right.
And so
right.
Both of them learn from each other. They learn very well. So we just have to learn with people and life and enjoy this life. Just learn to be happy.
Right, right. Learn to be happy. That's powerful. I mean, you know, if you're eating plant-based and you're letting stuff go, forgiving and working on yourself, you'll be successful.
It's like this. You could be a vegetarian and vegetarian and deal with a lot of negativity. You just as bad a shape as a 500-pound happy person.
Mm-hmm.
You just the other side of it. You see?
Right, right.
I can't stand when vegetarians want to come because I'm an herbalist. And I go to an event and they want to look at my plate, see what I'm eating. I'm eating what I want to eat. I might want a piece of chicken today. Maybe. I just want to because I'm grown. So why are you – now you're going to judge me on who I am by what I eat, okay? I'm grown.
So
where about you?
So I have a question for you.
What
herbs are good for reducing stress?
What herbs are good for reducing stress? Alfalfa is very good. It depends on the degree of the stress.
Right.
You know?
So I have another question for you. What is a good herb for mental clarity, increasing your mental clarity and productivity?
If you want to relax your body, it's a number of herbs. I give you a couple. One thing is good for, you know, like say sleep, releasing stress in the body. Valerian.
Valerian?
Yeah.
There's an herb called valerian.
Uh-huh.
Very good. I did not know that.
Yeah. You want to build a body, alfalfa, bee pollen, burdock, kelp, you know, like, and see, one thing people come to me is like, they hear about one herb and they say, well, that herb okay, it's good. It ain't everything. Now, I've been a herbalist for like 35 years. I remember a friend wanted me to meet the girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
So I go meet her and stuff, and I said, she would belong to one of these multi-level herb companies or something like that, you know?
Uh-huh.
And she's going to tell me. So I'm telling her, she's telling me, I said, and she told me the name of the one that she was dealing with, and she said, this herb, noni juice or something, it's good for everything. I said, ain't nothing good for everything.
Right.
Ain't no herb about it. But you were here. Now you find everybody talking about, well, if you take a sea moss, sea moss is like everything. Sea moss is good, but it ain't everything.
Right.
Herbs are like this. You got bitter herbs. You got other categories of herbs. Bitter herbs are very good for cleaning the body. Cleaning the body, buchu, buckthorn, senna, cassegrada, rhubarb, mandrake, nutmeg, along. Those are very good for cleaning the body.
Okay.
But they're not builders. They're not going to build your body. They're going to make you go to the bathroom. And right. Some people think their body clean because I went to the bathroom and I'm clean. No, you ain't. You go to the bathroom twice a day and still be constipated. How did you have a stomach? You seen people go to the bathroom twice a day and still have a stomach? How is that? They went to the bathroom twice a day. Why? Because they got on the assembly line. Something fell out. But it's still coming in. You see? So, and I tell people, find an herbalist, a good herbalist. I'm a great herbalist. Call me. But just find somebody that knows about health. Huh?
So when you hire and retain an herbalist, like, you know, first of all, how can they connect with you, and what should a good herbalist be able to do for an entrepreneur who wants to improve their health?
I think, first of all, he should evaluate them, you know, look into their eyes, do iridology to them, see what's going on, ask some questions.
Mm-hmm.
See, because a lot of things that people could do with their health, simple things. Let me tell you one thing that you could do to help bring out inflammation in your body, which is one of the biggest killers in your body.
What's that?
Walk around the house, walk around the yard with no shoes on. Why? Because human beings are the only thing on earth that have insulation between them and the earth. Ain't no birds, no dogs, no cats got shoes on. We're the only one that make insulation between us. But if you ground yourself to the earth with no shoes on, that helps bring out inflammation inside your body. Just walking around with no shoes on. Something very simple. But we used to do this when we were kids, but we grew up, we got to put shoes on everything. Come on, take your shoes off, go to the park, go to the beach, whatever you got to do, just walk around and be happy. It'll help bring out inflammation. But inflammation, like I said before, is one of the biggest killers that human beings go through.
So grounding is a great way to reduce and eliminate inflammation.
Yes, it is.
Oh, that's awesome. So what's another strategy?
Another strategy? Like mm-hmm. I said, the other strategy is like the inflammation. Get smaller plates. One thing we do, we got plates are too big.
Mm.
I got saucer-sized plates when I eat. Because that's all the body wants. But we, like I said, we're trained to eat everything. Just go, we said the food was good when we, I can't eat another drop. you were full 20 minutes ago.
Right.
But you were conditioned to eat all the food on your plate.
Right.
Everything.
Mm.
You know? And all you need to do at home is just get a smaller plate of food. A little smaller plate. Just eat a little plate. You'll be full.
Okay.
You ever go to a French restaurant? They always got little plates of food. They charge your arm and a leg for the food. it's a small plate of food. Nobody eats all this, you know, food on top. You know, people, we're so caught up in the eating, we'll go to a buffet and overload the plate. It's a buffet. You can come right back when you get finished eating. But you want to, I'm going to take off the plate. Excuse me. I got this big old plate of food. You know, you can go right back and get lunch.
Like Golden Corral. I don't even like. Uh-uh.
It's too much food.
It's too much.
Yeah. And then you have people go to Golden Corral and places like that. and they get there for the breakfast and or wait for the lunch because they know dinner coming right around. They get there about 6 o'clock where they can have both lunch and dinner. Come on. You don't eat that much food. Why do you want to eat like that? Oh, I can't eat another drop. Oh, I'm completely full. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You know, you wonder what's wrong with your system, why we're in the hospital, why we have all kind of issues, because we just overload ourselves.
Right.
I'm 65 years old. I weigh about 190 at a good time. A little bit. They said that they could be overweight, but it's a good weight. I wear 34 in the waist. I'm okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
I mean, some people might say, well, you're supposed to weigh 170. No, I don't want to be that. Just 190. 185 would even be better. So you just have to, and then you have to look at your body structure. Certain people have to have certain weight for certain body structure. If you got big bones, you should be one weight. If you medium bone, you should be another weight. Because a lot of times we, a lot of the medication that we take are made for other people's anatomy, not our own.
Right. So how can people connect with you if they want to get a consultation?
They can call me anytime, but don't call me at midnight. Okay? They call me Askia Muakio. Askia, A-S-K-I-A, Muakio, M-U-W-W-A-K-K-I-L. And they can call me at 323-757-1241. Let me repeat that again. 323-757-1241. And I ship from all around the world. Okay. In fact, you could help me out. Give them my email.
Your email is askiafm@gmail.com. That's askiafm@gmail.com.
Yeah. And my website, what's my website?
Your website is askialife.com, askialife.com.
Thank you. We both gave it to you. Two of us gave it to you now. And all you got to do is follow about learn and lose that, learn to let that weight go. You know, it's so much better when you can walk around with all that stuff. And it's like, you know, I had a friend, she was so big, she went to the beach. My friend's wife went so big, she went to the ocean and jumped in the water and got harpooned. Just too big, 400 pounds, you know?
Woo!
Oh, yes. I've had people 400 pounds. We get them down. I had one lady, she was 330. I got her down to 195. Still got to go a little bit more. Another 25 pounds, she'd be ready. And all you do is extend your life. You notice one thing about old people? Old people are usually
skinny
and got a good sense of humor. You got to learn how to laugh. laugh at something. I got an old man. He tell me all kind of bad jokes, so I can't tell him on the line. But he tell me, I'm going to just learn how to laugh. Learn to be happy.
Right.
Just awesome. Say hi to everybody.
Right.
See, and don't be judgmental of other people. I always remember you can learn from two people. Who can you learn from? A wise person or a fool? If you're smart, you can learn from both of them. A wise person can teach you wisdom. A fool can teach you how not to be foolish.
Exactly. Exactly.
So don't judge them. Mm-hmm. Just get what you can from them and be happy. Wish them the best. Pass by. You know, sometimes just get off later on the day of this weekend, call your cousin or your brother or somebody that you've been mad at in 10, 15 years and say, I'm sorry. You know, and just make the peace. If you ever want to get a negative friend out of your life, this is how you do it. Listen to me now, real well. How you get a negative person out that's always negative to you? When they call you and they ask you how you doing, say, I'm doing fine. I'm doing greater today than I was yesterday. And I'm going to do greater tomorrow than I am today. After about a week of positive affirmations to them, they won't call you no more.
And on that note, I want to thank you, Askia Muakio, for coming on to the SEO Queen Tech Show. This is a podcast for professionals and entrepreneurs who are looking to get more customers, clients, and patients. This podcast is helps you to get more credibility, visibility, and profitability through inspiration, technology, marketing insight, and on today, some great wisdom, some awesome nuggets. Make sure you favorite this episode in the Bashani Radio app. And if you're listening to this on another platform, make sure you download the Bashani Radio app and follow the SEO Queen Tech Show. And also, I want to give a shout out to feedspot.com for rating my podcast, the number one SEO podcast on their website. So thank you so much for that honor. And again, you can listen to the SEO Queen Tech Show on any mobile phone or tablet device. And please, please, please don't forget, we have the Reach More Clients Power Conference happening on July 23rd at the beautiful city of Long Beach at the Hilton on Ocean Boulevard, right by the entrance of the 710. You can just go to seoqueen.com/conference for more details. Well, again, my name is Z Scott, and I am your host of the SEO Queen Tech Show. And my guest today has been Askia Muakil. And thank you so much for listening.
And thank you for inviting me. And one thing I want to say to you, the business people out there, never judge who has money and who doesn't. Biggest mistake. You never know who got the money. Okay? Just talk to everybody. Have a beautiful day. And I enjoyed everyone. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And until next time.
Bye-bye.
It's time to grow with the SEO Queen. Get visibility like never before. When traffic's gonna explode, it's time to grow with the SEO Queen. Receive the perfect leads like never before. When traffic's gonna explode, it's time to grow. Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.